It is Wednesday and time for Day to Day's regular literary segment. Writer Lawrence Grobel has a reputation as an expert interviewer. He spent his career talking to people like novelist James Michener, director Oliver Stone, actor Anthony Hopkins. Now Grobel has written a book on the art of the interview. Day to Day's book critic David Kippen has this review.
If interviewing is an art, as the title of Lawrence Grobel's harmlessly readable new book suggests, the state of that art is hard to reckon. The author of books about Brando, Capote, the Houston family, and others, Grobel complains here that the dumbed-down, space-squeezed magazine interview of today is, quote, sick, anemic, compromised, unquote. On closer inspection, though, the in-depth interview isn't dead. It's just fled from glossy magazines to the headier air of public radio and trade publishing. All of which, nowadays, makes Grobel's primer on the magazine interview about as necessary as a handbook on buggy whip technique might have been 100 years ago. The art of the interview is a guidebook to a continent that's already sinking beneath the waves. Still, if a reader comes to the art of the interview looking for journalistic war stories, there may yet be a few nuggets in it. Grobel's roundtable bull session with his fellow scribes consistently provokes and amuses. When he asks these interviewers for any stock questions that they ask of everybody, the profile specialist Christine McKenna ponies up with a great one. Why does love die? Is it any wonder that McKenna has just published a widely welcomed collection of interviews called Talk to Her, while Grobel is stuck writing how-to books for a lost art? Alas, most of the art of the interview is taken up with outtakes and object lessons from Grobel's Hollywood and sports interviews. From a promotional standpoint, this may look like a wise decision, but to people who actually buy books, or at least read book reviews, his pieces about writers such as Saul Bellow and Joyce Carol Oates would have been the bigger draw. Instead, we get the full 70-page transcript of Grobel's interview with, out of all the interesting people he's grilled, ex-Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight. This on top of the dozen pages of questions Grobel used to interrogate Drew Barrymore. A sample question here goes, was Duplex at all a stretch for you? All in all, Grobel is very good at what he does and not bad at explaining it. He writes a breezy, unremarkable, but only occasionally embarrassing prose, precisely the style of someone used to writing the parts that magazine readers tend to skip. May he soon sell another book proposal and get out of a magazine game he's long since outgrown.
The book is The Art of the Interview, Lessons from a Master of the Craft by Lawrence Grobel. Our reviewer is David Kippen, book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.